This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So as part of the new feature that I've been working out, these controversial rankings.
Yeah. That's such a great idea, Slacker.
Oh my God, Aaron. Thank you.
You really do well at it.
I don't want to discourage you guys. Just because it says The Slacker Show on the show, I think I want you all to realize that if you could come up with great ideas like this, maybe one day the show would have your name on it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Great idea, boss.
Controversial rankings.
I love it.
Today, of the best backyard games of all time.
Okay.
When I first read that, I totally thought like backyard baseball, the PC game.
Oh, no, these are actual go outside and see sunlight games.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm out.
Aaron, the pasty white one, has no idea what we're talking about. It's actually, I don't know who did it, but somebody came up with a list. It's probably BuzzFeed or somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't want to treat it like one of T-Hack's controversial rankings.
Yeah.
I'll give you the credit.
Woohoo!
Just because some of them are so bad that I want you
it's the hack show.
Can I just ask a quick question? I bring this up a lot lately, but if I were to go download the Odyssey app from the Apple Store or the Google Play or whatever, the Androidville, could they search on the Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, could they search on the Odyssey app for stupid things the Slacker Show has done, and will it immediately pull up all of your controversial rankings?
I don't know that they're tagged that way.
You tag them that way?
You could change the Slacker Show.
You could just search controversial rankings. That would be a more direct approach.
And that's what you label them?
When you...
Oh, yeah, we don't come up yet.
Okay. So if you want the past controversial rankings, get the Odyssey app. You can do that. Do we want to run through it like you do from the bottom up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 10, best backyard games of all time, croquet.
Yeah. Never.
I know I said it wrong. I just wanted you to make the face.
Well, I don't think I understand what it is. Is it's that the thing with the mallets?
Yes.
Okay.
And the ball,
I get that
and you
confused.
Shoot under the wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I played it a couple times. Never really know how to set it up, I would say. It's always kind of like, just kind of put them here and then you kind of hit.
Yeah,
it feels like you're never really playing it. You're just kind of dinking around. You know?
And if your grass is too long, it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It made the list. Again, this is not my list, so I'm not married to anything here. There are some things that are not on the list that make me really unhappy. Lawn darts made the list, which I can't imagine.
I've never played it.
Yeah.
Because they took it away from us. Right. I have a game of them now, and it's just a flat-bottomed heavy thing.
Oh.
Sorry, that was my girlfriend back in the... No, but it's not. The danger is gone. You can't stick it into a child's head. And but back in the day, it was like...
How
big were they when they were
maybe a foot and a half long.
Really?
With a significant spike on the end. And you just throw it way up in the air and it goes... And then as it's coming, like it's the front of it's like lead. Mm-hmm. So it's coming down at terminal velocity and you're trying to make it in a ring or into a child's head.
Wow.
That's just before they tested things? Before
they
released
them? No, it was before we cared much about natural selection.
I see.
We were like... We're thinning the herd. If your kid's wandering onto the lawn dart course, lawn dart. Next up, number 8, ladder toss.
Oh, I have played that.
I've never played that.
The golf balls that are attached together on the string.
It's like David and Goliath, home version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you try to get it caught on the ladder. Again, never quite know the rules. Just kind of like try. Oh, I got two that time.
Yeah, you know? I don't understand.
Am I winning?
Most of these, so if you're in the backyard, correct me if I'm wrong, you're drinking, right?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have, you shouldn't be throwing.
Nah, you can.
I mean, you shouldn't be throwing things that can hurt. Like the two, yeah. Are the two balls light? Are they wiffle?
They're like, no, they're like golf balls.
Yeah, see, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lawn darts, bad.
But it's more, isn't it an underhand
it
toss?
Is.
But that, but again,
does
you don't
it
really...
remain an underhand toss?
Probably yes. No.
Coming in at number 7, the badminton.
Mm. Ooh, I do like badminton. Although they used to set up badminton at the YMCA sometimes and they take up the whole gym. And that was always a bummer when your mom would drop you off to shoot hoops and now they're playing
what
badminton.
What is the thing called that goes back and forth on badminton?
The birdie?
No, it's called something else.
It's...
Oh, it's the shuttlecock.
I just wanted somebody else to say it.
Yeah.
It's not a birdie?
No. I don't think so.
I don't
he think. Said it right. Say it again.
The shuttlecock? Birdie versus shuttlecock. What are they? Is it shuttle?
I am 5 years old. Why am yeah. I the only one laughing that he said it 14 birdie, times?
It says birdie's more casual. Shuttlecock is a form of
I swear to God, if we get fired because you've said that 3 times, we haven't bleeped it even once.
Why
That's
would
what
we?
It's called.
It's a game. It's on the...
Okay, next up, horseshoes.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Again, throwing dangerous. Heavy things. All these games mm-hmm. are...
But it's an underhand toss, kind of light. It's fine.
I feel like horseshoes, it has to be set up full time, right? Like
yeah.
they make the plastic ones. There's not really,
no,
you need like the real deal.
The metal stick in the ground.
Yeah.
Here's where the backyard games really takes a turn for me and it's no longer fun. Kickball.
Oh yeah, I love
Why
kickball.
Why is that not fun?
Who has a big enough yard for kickball? Nobody has a big enough yard for kickball.
Not me.
You can't play kickball.
Yeah. You have to go to a field for that.
Yeah,
for sure. That,
this is not a backyard game. Horseshoes doesn't even work. You're peeling siding off. Like, you, yeah. like most of these games, you don't. If you got a postage stamp for a backyard, how big is your backyard right now, Aaron? Because I'm running your ass, T-Hack.
Well, yeah. It depends which house we're talking about. My mom's is pretty massive. There's.
So you could,
yeah,
you could get
absolutely.
A kickball.
My neighbor and I can shake hands across.
That's what I'm saying. You like, and the next two hand touch. You can't do that in a backyard.
No.
Ooh, but that yeah. Back in the day, we did.
Does two hand touch stay two hand touch?
No, it doesn't.
Does it
never.
Become full on?
Full on
UFC rules.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah full yeah. on.
A couple more here. Wiffle ball, the only game that should be on the list.
I don't remember what that one.
But if you have room for wiffle ball, how do you not have room for kickball?
The ball won't go anywhere because it's wiffle ball.
Yeah.
You can smack it. You can be Poppy, Big Poppy, and like hit it. And the ball just takes on so much air, it's not going anywhere.
Have you seen? They have like professional wiffle ball, I think, where they throw all these crazy pitches. They know how to make it do loop de loops and stuff.
It makes it sound like it's
you
from
should
Harry
go
Potter.
To bed way okay. earlier and get off ESPN Ocho because Ocho is not a channel that shows anything good. The last two. Ready? Bocce.
Yeah.
Again, large balls.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Say shuttlecock again. The final one.
If it's not spike ball, I'm going to be upset.
Spike ball did not even make the list.
That's
too new.
That's so fun.
It's, too
it's
new.
Not too
no,
new.
No, it's not
it's
too
not,
new.
You're telling me that like bocce? Okay, no. The number one is cornhole, and cornhole is as new as spike ball.
And people love cornhole, but I disagree. It's boring. And
what's boring about it?
The whole thing.
It's your bag in the hole.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's just boring. And people just like dedicate their lives
you
to it.
You can say that you suck at it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
If you try playing it with a shuttlecock, it goes much better.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.